life shrinks or expands in direct proportion to one's courage. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we listen in as the great Les Brown talks with us about the most important steps to overcoming whatever is holding you back from living a successful, fulfilling life. Enjoy.
I read something by Dr. Norman Cousins. He wrote a book called The Biology of Hope. And he talked about the fact that when something happens to you, you don't deny it, you defy it. And I was defiant that I'm going to beat this, I'm going to handle this. That there are people who many times when something happens to them, that they embrace it from a place of fear and it takes them out. And Elsie Robinson said, things may happen to you and things may happen around you, but the most important things are the things that happen in you. And you have to stand up inside yourself and deal with it and handle it. So fortunately, that never bothered me, but I had Sada Kapain. That had me speaking in unknown tongues. And I was in a wheelchair for several months, speaking from a wheelchair. And it was something that I dealt with that frightened me. Will this ever end? It was 24 hours. I lost a lot of sleep. It was exhausting going from all type of specialists in and out of the country. And just one day, it stopped. And I'm glad that I'm past that. You know, I feel like when you go through some stuff, you just, there's some certain things that you don't want ever to see again, and that's what I don't want to ever see again. But fear has not been the biggest challenge that I've faced with the things that I've been dealing with in terms of my health.
Well, talk to me about the process that you go through mentally. So there have been a few times in your life in getting to know your story where they seem like really key inflection points. Being told that you were teachable but mentally retarded, that for sure is something that would define most people, and they would have a hard time escaping that. Being told that you have cancer, that it's stage 4, that they don't know how to treat it, like that's something that consumes most people. How do you build that resilience? So maybe by the time you get to cancer, you've already done so much work. So I get maybe how that one you're protected by the mechanisms you've built. But in the beginning, how did you crawl out from under the labels that people were putting on you?
The easiest thing I've done was to get out from under the labels and to live the life that I live. The most difficult thing I've ever done was to believe that I can do it.
What's the difference?
The difference is that when you don't know what's impacting you and it's something that's holding you down and you're not aware of it. So there are things that when you, in my situation, when you live in a dominant culture that is designed to destroy your sense of self and your belief in yourself, and you have to learn ways in which you can begin to connect with this power that you have within yourself to handle where you are. The key is to be constantly in a perpetual process of discovering the truth of who you are and fighting constantly to look for ways in which you can escape the inner conversation. I speak to audiences around the world, and I train speakers as well, and I tell them that when you speak, that there's an objective that you want to achieve when you speak to an audience, because how people live their lives is a result of the story they believe about themselves. So you as a speaker, when you speak in this program, when people see you, what you do is distract, dispute, and inspire. You distract people from their current story with your guests and the questions that you ask. Through the process of the ongoing questioning and the way in which they respond and the things they have learned, you dismantle their current belief system and inspire them to create a new chapter with their lives. And so, but that's an ongoing process. of constantly interrupting that conversation, what psychologists call your self-explanatory style, because life is going to beat up on you in so many ways, and many things, they come back, you know, negative thoughts and how you feel about yourself, they don't die. They come back once you stop doing the maintenance work on your mind, listening to motivational messages, going to seminars and workshops, spending time quietly listening to the still small voice within. Who am I really? Is this really me? Am I giving my best? Am I just reflecting what's around me? Because all of these various things affect how we show up in life. And so having a strategy to continuously find ourselves reaching higher. Robert Shuler had a book, it was not very popular, but I loved it. It's called Peak to Peak, U-P-E-A-K to P-E-E-K, because you're constantly reaching higher to find out and discover your better self. Many people never achieve their goals because they have too many toxic, negative, energy-draining people in their lives. And you have to have goals outside of your comfort zone that will challenge you, because in order to do something you've never done, you've got to become someone you've never been. And you've got to have a mentor who's experienced, who's been there, done that. And as a result of that relationship, because you can't see the picture when you're in the frame. Muhammad Ali said, "I'm the greatest," but he never won a championship without Angelo Dundee. And Michael Jordan never won a championship without Phil Jackson. So you've got to have someone that can see something in you that you can't see, that can take you to a place within yourself that you can't go by yourself.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.